USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is hours from signing the first phase of a new trade deal with China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying the deal is a great outcome for U.S. companies and U.S. workers. But he admits work still needs to be completed on phase two of the deal.
There are significant technology issues in this. There are some remaining technology issues and cybersecurity issues that will be dealt with in phase two.
The White House calls it a breakthrough, but many lawmakers and business organizations remain skeptical. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is about to name the managers who will be prosecuting the case in the Senate's impeachment trial of President Trump. She's expected to name the team prior to today's vote on a resolution triggering sending the articles to the Senate. Senate leaders say it's likely the trial will begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Milwaukee last night, saying the administration's making the country better in a number of ways, including by building a strong economy and decreasing unemployment.
But we've created 7 million jobs since the election, including more than 1 million manufacturing and construction jobs. Nobody thought that was possible.
At the same time, six Democratic White House hopefuls were debating on a stage in Iowa. Former Vice President Joe Biden on impeachment.
There's no choice but for Nancy Pelosi and the House to move. He has, in fact, committed impeachable offenses. Whether the Senate makes that judgment or not, it's for them to decide.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees just announced they are Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two more Republicans are supporting a resolution that would limit President Trump's war powers. Republican Senators Susan Collins and Todd Young coming out in support of a revised measure, giving it enough votes now to pass in the U.S. Senate. Collins, the senator from Maine, says the resolution would continue to allow the president to respond to emergencies, though it clarifies that the legislative branch is what declares war. The revised resolution that was proposed by Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine prohibits the president from using U.S. armed forces against Iran unless Congress does authorize it. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn asking a judge to let him withdraw his guilty plea. His lawyers filing a motion yesterday ahead of his scheduled sentencing. His lawyers say the decision was made because of the government's bad faith and vindictiveness. Sorry, that's hard to say this early, but Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about discussions with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. during Trump's transition. He is scheduled to be sentenced later this month, but his lawyers are asking for a delay. And Build-A-Bear now says its customers will soon be able to build a baby Yoda. Meanwhile, Hasbro says it's releasing a talking baby Yoda in May. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.